Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Okay, let's go to Ian with some of your text messages.
Okay, we're a little backed up, so they're kind of all over the place. We'll start with Iran. Here's a text that says, oh no, that's not it. Here it is. Soothsayer Sam is listening today, and he says about this whole situation, when is the world going to get over its denial and realize the world is at war? It's not just Israel and Iran. There's 92 other countries fighting armed conflicts outside their borders. The world is at war. And as Master Military Intelligence Operative Scoot points out, there are sleeper cells in the United States waiting for the word to attack from inside our own country. Buy more ammo.
Well, look, you know, I look, a lot of that is true. But, you know, if we're not at war, we're not at war. And the world has been, as far as the United States is concerned, there are a lot of wars going on. But as far as the U.S. is concerned and big wars, the world has been relatively peaceful recently. But that doesn't mean that things can't erupt. And look at what's going on between Israel and Iran. I mean, this is why I said during the campaign, Trump cannot control the economy. He cannot prove that inflation is going to go down. He cannot make inflation go down if he wins. And this is going to change the price of oil, which changes the economy completely. And so presidents don't really have control over the economy. President Trump made you think that he did. And look at this situation now. You're paying more. Inflation is here.
In regard to not having a fast answer about what he wants to do, here's a text that says, I'm not MAGA, but I have to say what may seem like indecision is probably more just to keep the Iranians guessing. I doubt that the Japanese broadcast to their citizens that they were going to bomb Pearl Harbor.
Well, as you have heard this afternoon, I've said nothing about that. Because I agree with that. I mean, President Trump should not announce what he's going to do. And I totally agree with that. The United States does not have to announce to the world what they're going to do. I mean, there was a situation where I think it was Somalia and the SEAL team was coming ashore in Somalia. I mean, it was a joke. The TV cameras were there. They announced that the SEAL team was going to be landing on the shores of Somalia. And so the TV cameras were there. The media was there. And they here's this secret mission. It's being totally televised live on TV. I mean, that was kind of a joke. So, yes, I agree. President Trump need not say exactly what he's going to do.
I'll read one more about Iran before we move on to hungry kids. This text says, I served in the military during the Vietnam War. I did it with honor. Let me say, combat is not for the weak of heart. Therefore, threatening military action where lives will be lost should not be taken lightly. It never ceases to amaze me how quickly someone or some politician calls for the U.S. To conduct some type of military action without any provocation or reason. Yeah. I say if they truly believe in military action, first nut up and volunteer and get a taste before asking others. I think Trump needs to send his three sons first, the three Beavs, Beavis, Butthead, and Barron.
Pretty rough. But yeah, I mean, Trump has no experience in the military, and he seems like he might be quick. See, but here's the great irony of this. You know, Trump was on the campaign trail, and what did he say? I'm going to get us out of all wars. I'm going to make sure we're not in war. I'm going to end the war in Ukraine. I'm going to end the war there, and we're not going to get in wars. We don't need to be in wars. And look what's happening. He's becoming a friggin' instigator. I mean, I don't understand why people are so enamored with this man who is such a farce, he can't make up his mind. And I am telling you the absolute truth. Everything that I'm saying is totally documented. He was a peacemaker on the campaign trail. We're going to get out of all wars. I'm going to take care of us. And now he seems to be on the verge of being an instigator because he's the one who's suggesting that we get involved. So we'll see what happens.
No, I lied. I'll give you two more. Here's one that says, during Trump's first term, he believed Putin over our own intelligence community. And he said that out loud. Yet the electorate put him back in.
That was Helsinki.
About hungry kids. Here's a text that says, sorry, but if you can't afford to feed your child, the state should get involved and remove the child from the home. You'd have to be a complete moron to have children when you can't provide for their very basic needs.
Well, there are a lot of morons out there, and I think that is a definite problem. I mean, I get it. People are given money to take care of their kids, but some of them are not spending the money in the right way. But some of them have bills that, you know, I hate to say it, but I guess in some cases food is not an option. I mean, I'm not part of that world, so I don't know firsthand.
The text seems not really to account for the fact that people often fall into poverty,
yes,
having already had children. It could happen to you, texter. If you and your spouse both lost your jobs and then you broke your back and you couldn't return to work and you had, you know, $500,000 in medical debt, guess what? You might need food stamps.
Yeah.
So don't look at people who are collecting them and saying, oh, well, you shouldn't have kids, because it doesn't always work like that. And you should be a little smarter and a little more compassionate than to paint with a broad brush.
It's
like
a great point. And it just goes to show you how some people are just motivated by hate and non-compassion. And this is one of the reasons why Donald Trump, who has a lot of hate in his heart and is not compassionate at all. I mean, we don't have to worry about Trump dying of a heart attack. He doesn't have a heart. It's amazing how void he is of empathy. And he just proved it again with just saying, why do I need to call the Democratic governor of Minnesota? I mean, why do I need to call him? I mean, a couple of Democrats are assassinated. Big deal. And, you know, I mean, obviously the Democratic lawmaker and her husband are Democrats. They were killed. And then the others were injured. Another lawmaker and her and his wife injured and almost killed. So I just I think it's amazing. It's astounding the lack of empathy that this president has. And, you know, with no empathy, I guess it's easy to get into war. So, you know, we do have to really pay attention to what's going on. But I think we're going to be OK.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.